Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do it, shall we? We are spilling the tea, starting off with one of my faves, Adam Sandler. He has two beautiful daughters. They're so cute because their face, they look just like him. Like, picture Adam Sandler's face on two little girls.
I kind of feel bad for the girls. It's
no,
not a good look.
They're darling. They have his talent, too. So he was performing at a fundraiser in Malibu and called the girls up on stage to perform their favorite song, Taylor Swift's Lover. And here's a listen.
This is our place. We make the rules.
They sound actually pretty good.
Don't they? I love it. Moving on to Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres is responding to criticism. Okay, so over the weekend, she sat next to George W. Bush during the Dallas Cowboys game, and people were all up in arms calling her out. Here's what she has to say.
People were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? But a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. I'm friends with George Bush, and I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
Round of applause,
you
Ellen.
You go, girl. That just makes us all different and amazing. I hate when people try to tell people who they should associate with or be friends with.
Well, I mean, we have to talk about pork chop. But other than that.
John Cena setting the record straight. Okay, if John Cena took on The Rock, if they wrestled, who would be the victor? Who do you guys think?
Oh, that's an easy one. The Rock would smack him down.
You think? Well, actually, John Cena agrees with you.
That's a tough call, but he's got a lot of mojo going for him right now. So momentum is everything. I'd actually concede. I would give it to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, certainly so. All right, well, Kim and Kanye, if they wrestled, I give it to Kim because she's got that booty. She is going to be on the upcoming E! True Hollywood Story, which they are bringing back. I'm really pumped for that. And she reveals how her relationship with Kanye got started and how people really tried to stop it.
I mean, everyone would tell him, you can't be with her. She's a reality star. She's going to sink your career. And he was just like, but I love her. Like, I don't care.
Anytime I was around her, I saw her. It was a magnetic attraction to this force of energy.
I love that. Kanye's romantic. I'm into it. Maybe I'm just in a romantic kind of mood.
You are.
But I mean,
it doesn't sound bad. And I love the E! True Hollywood Stories.
I know.
So you're saying it's been a while since they've done those, right?
Right, they're revamping it, got a major facelift, and it's coming back to E! And of course, Kim K, perfect person to do the first one on. So look out for that. Real quick, Lamar Odom, speaking of the Kardashians, he is Khloe's ex. He got sent home over on Dancing with the Stars. And big news, Nick Joyness is joining The Voice as a season 18 coach.
Liv, how do you feel about that?
I am so excited. It's like a set time that I get to watch him every single week. The more Jonas Brothers content, the better.
There you go.
Mackenzie with the tea.
Happy
here
to deliver that great news.
Yeah, I know. Say it again, please.
Woohoo!
On Joe and Mackenzie. All right, if I heard this right, Liv, a girl is upset that a guy she went on a date with was wearing a shirt that he got from a former fling. Is this right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, Liv's going to explain the whole thing here because there's some upset people here. I don't think there should be anybody upset about what went down. Well, Mackenzie, you're not going to say anything now? What do you think?
I want to hear the whole story first.
I thought you knew. Okay. You'll find out along with Mackenzie coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.